Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid, anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What? I thought you had something to say. Is there any chance Daryl Morey does anything now before the trade deadline? Other than, I guess, just grab somebody who off the waiver wire.
Yeah, he's going to do buyout. Yeah, it's the he's hoping to be part of a buyout market.
Right.
That's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
No.
And Wes, please get Wes Matthews. Please get Wes Matthews.
He's got to get waived, right?
Yeah.
Not official.
No. It's not official. He's got to get waived and bing, bing, bing.
I think they will be in play.
There are other
Rockets
teams.
Win the title.
I mean, Philadelphia just added Tobias Harris. They've added more shooting.
Yeah, but those are teams that have trade something to trade. The Rockets don't have anything to trade.
What I'm saying is the Philadelphia can tell Wes Matthews, you join us. You see our starting five. You want to come off the bench?
Philadelphia's not as good as the Rockets.
Yeah, they're better.
No.
They're currently better.
Not as good?
No, they're better.
No, everybody wants to play with James so that they can shoot a lot.
Is that how it works? Everyone plays with James when they get to shoot a lot?
Less shooting now. There's a little less shooting.
No. No, Mike D'Antoni. We run up and down the court. We shoot the ball.
They do get shots.
They don't run up and down the court.
50 three-pointers a game. Wes Matthews, you want to be part of that? Or you want Ben Simmons to drive and
now
miss
we're gonna
layups?
Now we're going to need you to defend, too. Now we're going to need you to defend, Wes.
Right.
We have a lot of
Because nobody
those guys.
Else is. We're counting on you. We're counting on you out here, Wes.
You can just be a designated gunner off our bench in Philly.
You're going to be our best defender. How would you like to be the best on some team?
I don't think he's looking for that.
He might.
So here
don't you want to be the best at something?
So the All-Star game is coming up, and the dunk contest is set. There's a lot of guys here that it's never exciting. It was not cool to be in a dunk contest for years now. And so they've had to limit the field, and it's been down to four, and they've changed the structure and blah, blah, blah. Well, here are your contestants. Miles Bridges from the Hornets. John Collins, who I didn't realize John Collins leads them at almost 20 points a game. No big deal. Just a guy named John Collins at 20 and 10. No big deal for the Hawks. It's like the Hawks are irrelevant. Yeah. Now. It's unbelievable.
John Collins was a good college player, though.
Yeah, I know he was. But, I mean, did you know he was doing that with the Hawks?
Well, no one ever watched a Hawks game.
That's what I'm saying. Dennis Smith Jr. with the Knicks will be in. And Hamidou, is it Diallo with the Thunder? He has got a 44.5-inch vertical leap, and I think he may be...
It's big names out there.
Yeah, it's huge.
This is star power.
Do you remember, I tried to convince my kids that there was a Veterans Committee. You know, I set it up by saying, well, the Veterans Committee, not the Veterans Committee, Adam Silver, the commissioner, added Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki to the All-Star game, which is true. So I threw that out there, and I set that up so I could say, I tried to convince, you know, Snacks' favorite players, Ray Allen. I tried to convince him that Ray Allen was the commissioner's pick to be added to the three-point contest mm-hmm. to see if I could get him hyped up. And that Tracy McGrady's in the dunk contest. He's the commissioner's ad for the dunk contest, which I couldn't think of anything worse than a veteran dunker, like a guy who has been out of the league for a while, like coming back to try to dunk. And he goes, first of all, my kid's like, no, that's not even true. First of all, it would be Vince Carter anyway, because he's in the league still. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see Vince Carter dunk anymore either. It'll make me sad.
Yeah.
But Dirk is in the three-point shootout. Do you know that?
Is he?
Yeah, Dirk's actually in the three-point shootout.
So is Steph and Seth.
Seth is. Steph is. Gerald Green is. Gerald Green's not in the three-point shootout.
No.
They do have a separate three-point shootout. How many can you squeeze off? You got 60 seconds. How many threes can you shoot?
Oh, Gerald wins.
Yeah, it's not makes. It's just shots. How many can you throw up?
Yeah.
And he's a huge favorite.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Do you watch?
I watch it with my kids. Yeah, they love. Oh no! They're as excited about the skills contest and the 3-point shooting and the dunk contest about All Star Weekend as the Super Bowl.
Really?
Oh yeah, they are. They can't wait for the draft, the All Star draft. They're having arguments about where Kyrie goes and will LeBron try to get him or will Giannis, where will James go? Like, yeah, they're really, really into it.
Yeah.
And they have long-form conversations about it. Here's your three-point shooters. Devin Booker, Seth Curry, Steph Curry, this is his sixth appearance. Danny Green. I can't believe this is the first time Danny Green has been in the three-point shootout. Joe Harris, full-time NBA starter for the first time. He ranks fourth in the league in field goal percentage, three-point percentage at 45%. Buddy Hield. That's his first appearance. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Dirk Nowitzki, Kemba Walker. You can see, people love three-point shootouts.
What the hell?
Don't love dunk contests. Because all the dunks have been done.
They got 40 guys.
Yeah.
It'll take 6 hours to finish this.
Dirk has no
There are friend. College football games that will be played quicker than this.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
10?
I swear it used to be 8. Yeah, yeah. I think that's because they added
like
Dirk.
Six.
I think they added Dirk, and so then they had... I'm fine with 8 because you do 2 at a time. Even 8's a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, you can't do 6 because the winners, unless you have some kind of bye, it has to be either 4 or 8.
Just the top 3.
So
or
wait,
4
how are they doing? So
whatever.
Now that they're doing 10, I wonder how that... Oh, maybe they have...
They just have the top 4 advance or whatever. It's not. It's you're not.
Oh
heads
no, it's
up.
Individual. So you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's not heads up. You
yeah,
just
it is
top
the first
four.
Round. In the first round, two guys are shooting on either side, if I remember correctly. Yeah. But after that, you know what you can do? Top 10. All those guys, because not everyone qualifies. You got to be in the top. But I think they'll go top 5 is my guess. Either top 4 or top 5, and then do it that way.
Yeah.
I guess how they do it. I haven't really paid attention to structure.
I'm gonna go with Steph on this
for
one.
A while.
I'm going to go with Steph in this one.
Which Houston Rocket has won the three-point shootout or have a Houston Rocket won a three-point shootout?
Eric Gordon.
All right, I was seeing if you'd remember. Do you remember when Jason Capone won it for a couple of years?
No.
Yeah, he won it back-to-back.
No one remembers that. Nobody remembers that.
No one remembers.
No one does.
How many times has Steph Curry won the three-point shootout? Over-under is 3.5. This is a 6.
I'm going
defense.
Under.
Once.
Yeah, I was going to say one.
It was a trick.
Yeah. Will Anthony Davis be traded by the trade deadline Thursday?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
They've held him out of a game allegedly on Monday because they were trying to figure something out. So they've already taken that step.
The Lakers will cave.
Okay, if they don't...
What do the Lakers have to give?
that they already have an offer?
I don't know, but I'm telling you this. I don't think they're going to be able to get a deal better than what the Lakers will give them.
If the Lakers don't get him, how – what?
It's created a problem on that team.
Oh, my God.
With those guys for the rest of the year.
Oh, and not only that, but who are you going to get now?
Well, you're not. You're done.
Yeah. No, I mean, who are you going to get for years to come? Let's say he goes to the Knicks and signs a long-term deal there.
Who's next? He's not signing a long-term deal. Anyway.
With the Knicks, he would.
Why?
Because he can get KD there with him?
And he's got Rich Paul. They're bringing him to... He's going to have to do a year in wherever he goes.
No, he has said, I will sign a long-term deal with the Knicks. Or the Bucks, or the Clippers, or the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well... it would look pretty crappy if you did that.
Do you think he cares if he can get what he needs to get?
Well, but suppose he can get KD. He's saying, sorry, LeBron, love you, but beat it.
Yeah. That could happen. Then Kyrie will go to LeBron.
Yeah.
That's already...
Or Kyrie will go to the Knicks, too.
No, I think LeBron's going to get one of his guys.
Maybe.
It's not going to be KD, but it'll be either Anthony Davis. You got to remember now, the agent is basically LeBron's guy.
The Knicks
all he has to do is wait it out.
The Knicks might be the next super team.
It could be, but God almighty, when's the last time the Knicks mattered?
And suppose they get, well, they'd have to give up probably the number one pick. They'd have to give up Zion to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I would do that, personally.
But if they keep Kevin Knox, they could be a really, really good
team. I would rather
team.
Just give money to go buy KD and Kyrie. And then have Zion. I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I like that
too.
Than
having to give one away
because you're probably going to give up Kevin Knox too.
Yeah, for an injury-prone big, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather buy guys than have to trade for them right now. So I don't think I would do the Anthony Davis.
I think the Knicks are going to be the team that comes out of this. Next season,
unless you
as
trade,
a team comes in that is smelling the best.
Unless you trade and then move him... And then you say, you know what? We're going to move him to the Lakers, and we'll take a deal that includes Brandon Ingram, multiple firsts, you know, Kyle Kuzma. Unless they say we'll get him, and then we'll deal with him. You know, but I can't imagine how are you going to get a better deal from the Knicks other than Zion Williamson, basically, for Anthony Davis. That's basically what we're talking about.
Aren't there some rules about trading and then trading a guy right away?
By the way,
it should have to be a simultaneous three-way deal.
No, it'd have to be next year.
Yeah,
it's not this year. It'd have to be next year. By the way, there is no lock that they get Zion Williamson. You know, there's
no.
You know that when we still have a lottery and we still got a whole season to go of suck and tanking. There's still everyone acts like the Knicks have Zion Williamson.
Yeah, pretty much. Remember Patrick Ewing, Lance, wake up.
Yeah, no one's rescued them since.
Remember then. Lance, wake up. It's the NBA.
Is Adam Silver going to pull a David Stern to make sure
he's
Zion?
He's too woke for that.
To make New York great again.
But he did learn under David Stern.
He did. David Stern's on the phone saying,
"This is how you do it."
Adam,
those two guys are similar.
Well, I mean, Adam Silver's still about making the NBA profitable. You know what makes the NBA profitable?
Yeah,
apparently weed.
No, yeah. Where do you want them? You want them in Sacramento?
Yeah,
they're about weed and gambling.
Orlando. Where do you want them?
Who are the teams? Phoenix again?
Phoenix?
Do we want Phoenix to have Zion Williamson, Lance?
No. No.
We want the Knicks to
The Knicks. Oh, what about a Zion Williamson-Lonzo Ball matchup?
That's trash. Because Lonzo's involved.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Would anyone want Lonzo right now?
814 ESPN
97.5. You sound like SEC guy. Why would anyone want Lonzo Ball right now? He doesn't come from good stock.
I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
That is SEC guy.
LaVar Ball. SEC guy would hate LaVar Ball.
Oh, my God. Hey, well, here's the deal. You have to love Rose Express. RoseExpress.com. Do you want, and these are literally, you're not paying retail. You're paying wholesale. That's what it is. Because you are getting roses. This is about what honestly, when you look at the prices in a flower shop, holy crap.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't get, it's double. It's about double. To get 25 roses for $29, it's the best deal that you're going to find, .! They're fresh. They're cut. You can get 50 roses for $49, 75 roses for $69. Just add $20 for every 25 that you get. It's the best deal you can possibly have. Buy 125 and start selling them on the street. That's what we're doing. But if you buy 125 and you send us a picture on Valentine's Day of how you presented it to your girl, and you win, we're going to buy you dinner for two at a really at a nice place.
Yeah, and don't forget, this is for Valentine's Day. Although you can have them sent whenever. I've got one guy who reached out to direct message and asked how it gets sent and all this stuff, because he's going to have it sent to him the day before, so he can dress it up. Yeah. He sent it 75, and he's going to really dress it up with some different stuff. And you can do that, too, if you want it sent to your office so that you can kind of get it all tricked out and dressed up in a special vase and special accompaniment. You can do that as well. Or you can send it directly to her office. Don't forget, you choose a delivery date. So whether it's whether it's 3 days from now or right there on Valentine's Day, it's going to be delivered when you say so. And you cannot get better prices than this. It's not even remotely close.
But do it now.
Now, because if you wait, once they sell out, the prices go up. And they sold 10,000 very, very quickly last year, and they went over 16,000. You want to get on this right now. Go to roseexpress.com, get it taken care of, whether it's just an accompaniment for a bigger gift you're getting, or you want it to be the big gift and you want to go 100 roses deep, they got you at roseexpress.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A20 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Let's get some calls in here.
Yeah,
713-780-3776.
We'll take calls this entire segment. Gilbert wants to get in, so he wants to talk about the Super Bowl. Gilbert hasn't given his thoughts on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, you did.
No, I'm good. Yeah, let's go.
Did you call him on? Did you call him? Did you get off
him
the show?
Did you get him a program?
I didn't go to the Super Bowl.
I didn't ask that.
I go program did from you? Knicks. Knicks doesn't have a program.
You don't have internet connection.
I can't.
You can order.
No, you can't. It's Gilbert didn't want my program this year, he said. Gilbert.
That's not true.
Gilbert, did you watch the Super Bowl? Yeah, there's.
Gilbert! Nope.
Nope.
Let's get Aggie.
Gilbert, hang up the phone. Gilbert, hang up the phone.
That's just so gold that you captured that. Were y'all super excited when that happened?
Yes,
I thought so.
I was.
What were you more excited about? Gilbert hang up the phone, Gilbert's mom, or Gilbert telling John that he has given Wendy a pump on his bike?
I think the fact Gilbert snapping back with
that was pretty strong.
He said, "No, only Wendy." When he said, "Gilbert, you giving anybody a ride on those pegs?" No, only Wendy.
Yeah, that's pretty. I don't know. That's pretty really strong, good. Too.
But as far as impromptu stuff that can be saved, Gilbert hit the phone.
It was super clear. It was super clean. We had never heard. And Gilbert's probably called the show for probably 17 years. And I don't ever remember hearing Gilbert's mom.
Look, no,
that's the only time that someone's made an appearance.
No, that's
Gilbert.
It. That's
this,
it.
This may be my favorite.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
But to be honest, it has a tough battle to overcome this.
Guys, can I be a glory boy? That's not good.
It's awesome.
That's not good.
When I hear this.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
I feel
boy?
Like this.
Netflix and chill?
Netflix.
That's what you feel like?
Guys, can I be a glory boy? No.
Ba-boom. You feel like Netflix and
that
chill.
That feeling when I know a good Netflix episode's about to come on is the same feeling I get when I hear this.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
Oh, my God.
I do like that sound. It is Pavlov's dog, like... I'm about to just be able to relax and watch something.
Dude, you were dead on about the Handmaid's Tale.
It's great.
I just got through. I'm halfway through season two. Holy crap.
It is an unbelievably written show, and it is creepy AF.
Oh, my God. It got dark for a while.
It's really dark, but it's futuristic, but it's... it kind of it's a throwback while being futuristic. And but when they flash back to how things used to be, it adds a layer that you couldn't get otherwise.
No, it's excellent.
It's really, really well done. I was blown away. I avoided it for a full year, and I'm like, what is this crap? No. I don't. And then I watched it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is. And Serena Joy,
yeah,
she's a she could get it too.
What she? What do you mean?
Well, she can, but but she seems pretty angry.
Well, I think she's acting. I'm pretty sure she's acting.
And she's Australian too, just like Dell's punter. Yeah, the blonde.
Well, only
the blonde,
different. Yeah, only she's younger.
Really, she's a really she's good younger. Actress too.
I know she's a mom, but she's younger than Dell's punter.
That's not true.
Yeah,
she was in that Chuck show, right, on NBC. Not that we watched.
Yeah,
it,
I think so.
But on the NBC show Chuck, Yvonne Strahovski.
Yeah,
Strahovski.
Yeah, she's good. No, she's talented.
Yeah, she's one of the ones. Hey, do you ever watch shows where you see where there's somebody on a show and you go, I'm just going to go down a little rabbit hole on this.
Yeah,
I've done that with her, with the girl from House of Lies, with. Who?
Kate Mara.
No. Dawn something. She was Don Cheadle's ex-wife. Not House of Cards. I think it's like House or
House of Lies.
Is it not House of Lies? House of,
no, I think it's
House of Lies.
House of Lies.
Yeah, with Don Cheadle on Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, his ex-wife.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Good.
Yeah.
I kind of did
Hello?
That.
Oh, whoa, hey, what's Gilbert? Up, Gilbert? We're waiting for
Gilbert,
you.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Gilbert, can
Gilbert,
you?
Gilbert, is that your mom?
Yeah, she's mad at me anyway.
What happened?
Well, I pushed her out on the porch.
You what?
I pushed her out on the parking lot, you know, just they went shopping, you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, hang up the phone.
Did you watch Super Bowl?
Yeah, I did. With the Boyles. Defense bowl of the game, you know.
Yeah. But what about Tom Brady?
I hate Tom Brady. I wish he was dead. I'm going to
shoot
him anyway.
God. Oh, Gilbert. Why do you hate Tom Brady? Wish he was dead?
Well, I like Tom Brady. I'm tired of him. I'm sick of him with all the Super Bowl anyway, you know.
Dell, you got another sounder?
Can't you just...
Every time Tom Brady comes up...
Can't you just say... Hold on a second. Can't you just say that you wish he would retire?
Yeah.
No, he wants him dead. Well, understandable.
That sounds like something I might say if I hadn't had coffee.
Gilbert, do you want to spit in his mouth?
I'd like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
Well, why do you hate him? Because he's married to a supermodel, he's rich, he's a great football player?
What model is that anyway?
You what?
What model is
that? Well, he's talking about a pole new for Playboy, and I look at her anyway. How that sounds?
Well,
what? I mean, that sounds interesting.
If she's a model and she doesn't pose for Playboy, he ain't looking.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
She's a supermodel.
Gilbert. Supermodel.
Yeah. Giselle.
Yeah. You don't like her?
No, I like her.
No, she didn't pose for Playboy, so.
So he is, so yeah, Tom Brady. I wish he was retired, personally. Gilbert, not dead. Not dead.
Right.
But that's you, and I'm not going to tell you what to think. But you didn't like Super Bowl. We didn't like it either. Did you watch the halftime show?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Well, you and Dell.
Right. You don't like Adam Levine?
No,
just tired anyway. You know?
Oh, you were tired? You slept at halftime?
Yes.
You fell asleep at halftime?
Yeah, I fell asleep at halftime, yeah.
You fell asleep during the middle
something? My stomach hurt anyway. And I ate either the Red Wings anyway. I hate those. They made me sick, you know.
The what wings?
The Red Wings?
Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, God, that's a good endorsement.
That's too spicy for me anyway, though.
Yeah, I guess we ain't going to have them as
a
client.
They have different flavors, though, Gilbert. You can go with teriyaki, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
You can go with other stuff.
You don't have to do spicy.
All right, then. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Gilbert. All right. That was good talk. We did get, I hate Tom Brady, wish he was dead.
Which is what a lot of people feel. Gilbert's just a common man, John. A lot of people feel that
Gilbert,
way.
Gilbert. Common man. Okay, I'm not.
You know how many people said
that's
that?
That's the first time that's ever been said.
A lot of people didn't say that on Sunday night. I hate Tom Brady. I wish he was dead.
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think Gilbert is a conduit to to the average
no
person
one said
in society.
That. No,
he
no
just
one
has a little more that. Edge. He just has more edge. That's all.
Hmm.
A lot of people stop short. They go, man, I wish Tom Brady. What? Say it.
I wish.
Say it. I just wish. I'm not going to say it. You know what Gilbert does? He has the edge to say it.
Mm. Yeah, he ain't scared. What's going to happen to him?
He's edgy.
I wish Tom Brady was dead is what he said.
That's what he said. I wish Tom Brady was
dead.
I hate
him anyway. I wish he was dead.
I say things like, I wish he would have lost.
I like NFL to spit coach. In his mouth while he sleeps.
Yeah, see?
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm. That is what you said.
I'm all about that glory hole.
You said that too.
My wife's friend goes, I never want to speak to him, but I love these calls. That's a good call.
That's
a
good
way to call
about
it. Nikki's been listening for a long time for her to say, I never want to speak to him. I've listened to the show for a while. I know that once he bird dogs my trail, it's paprika, and I got to run through
the water.
He's Mahershala
from True Detective. Once he gets on your trail, you're screwed.
Nikki, never give Gilbert your phone number. Ever. No, trust us.
That goes that same.
All right,
does he have yours?
No, he's got Wendy's.
He's got Wendy's work number, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which gets a call every day. Every day.
No.
Every day. And by the time she... Hi, this is Wendy, news director, Channel 13. Please leave a message. He's snoring. Every day. Every day.
I mean, what? That's what we get.
That's what we get. So 829 ESPN 97.5 7370 3776. Aggie Joe, we get you in on the other side. But let's take calls. We took Gilbert's, but anybody else wants a call? Come on.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I hate Tom Brady. I wish he was dead.
Already? Anytime Tom Brady comes up now, that's what we're going to get.
I hate Tom Brady. I wish he was dead.
From the mouths of 50-year-old babes.
Oh, 713-780-3776. Let's get Aggie Joe, and he's been waiting. He had to wait through the Gilbert call, so let's get him in here. Hey, Aggie Joe.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today? So listen, I know this is very improbable, but I kind of like the idea of if they're going to make that trade to New Orleans and L.A., if the Rockets could get in, make it a three-team trade, give up a few picks, probably Eric Gordon, but then try and dump Brandon Knight in there and get back Ball and Kuzma, I think that would be a good pickup for the Rockets. You get a good wing player out of Kuzma, and you get a good backup point guard out of Ball. I know you got to deal with his dad, but I think it would help out for at least this season. So I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you ain't getting Kuzma for Eric Gordon.
No.
And Brandon Knight.
You mean the currently injured Eric Gordon?
Yeah.
Who was previously injured?
You can forget. For Kuzma and Ball?
Just to give Joe some context, the Rockets are currently trying to give up a first-round pick and Brandon Knight for Alec Burks. Alec Burks. Which in Cleveland's not all that thrilled with that.
Right. So that's the deal that's on the... I wouldn't mind Alec Burks. He's shooting almost 38% from three. And now he's only a 40% shooter from the field, but he's shooting 38 from three. Just stand there, Alec. Don't try to drive. Don't do anything else. Just stand there and take threes. 38% ain't too bad. I'll take it. And with this team, maybe even better because he'll have probably has more open looks. So that would be sweet. If it's not Wes Matthews, Kent Bazemore, whatever. I wouldn't mind Alec Burks. You ain't getting Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo. And by the way, Lonzo Ball is the worst fit for this team. He's a terrible shooter. Terrible shooter. And he wouldn't have the ball in his hands. You got Chris Paul and James Harden. There's just no chance that Lonzo Ball is a... You don't want a bad shooting point guard.
You don't?
On this team. No, you're good. You already had that.
They're not... They're not
Carter
guards.
Williams.
They're
you already guards. Had Carter Williams. Why would you need Lonzo
Ball?
You
mean a bad shooting off guard.
Yeah.
Because James is the point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so here is a mock draft, Lance, by Michael Renner.
From Pro Football Focus.
He's got Bosa because he's a sheet. Mm-hmm. He's got Bosa. He's not like you. You went out on a limb, and everybody hates you.
Mm. They don't hate me about Josh Allen first.
They don't?
Nobody. I didn't get any heat from that at all. Nobody. They got mad because I didn't get Bosa to San Francisco. That's why Niner fans got mad at me.
Oh, but well, Niner fans.
It wasn't about Bosa not being one. Oh. I didn't take any heat for that, really, to be honest with you.
But Ohio State fan was mad at you?
Yeah, because I put Michigan guy ahead of their guy.
Oh.
It was like a double whammy. Yeah. Really.
He's got Quentin Williams, two. Dwayne Haskins to the Broncos via the Jets at three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. Josh Allen, four. Cleveland Farrell. Drew Lock to the Giants. I'm not going to go through every one of them. He's got Rashawn Gary, eighth to the Lions.
That's more realistic where Gary should go based on tape.
Right. He's got DK Metcalf going to Jacksonville.
Yep. DK is, I don't see them drafting a wide receiver. Well, they could. DK is a great talent with a great athleticism and traits, but he's not there yet as a receiver.
So we're talking about them getting making a trade or signing a free agent quarterback.
Uh-huh. Which makes sense for Coughlin to do that.
Yeah.
I could see Coughlin going after
Nick
Foles.
Yeah. He's there?
Yeah, I could
you
see.
You do? I don't know.
But I don't think they have money, though. Nick's going to be a cash grab.
Yeah.
I don't think they have money. 20. That's the problem.
He's 20. They signed him at 20.
Yep. And he opted out.
Yeah. So, but he is going to be expensive.
They're
going
to have a bunch of cap cuts.
Kyler Murray to the Redskins via Buffalo.
Yep.
Okay. You like it?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's got
Kyler Murray's going earlier than people think.
He's got Devin White going to the Bengals. I can see Bengals going quarterback.
They need linebacker bad. Devin's probably the best. I can't see them going fourth quarterback there.
He's got Daniel Jones going to Miami. He's got Atlanta Falcons taking Ed Oliver.
Everyone's putting Atlanta with Ed because Grady Jarrett is a free agent and there's thoughts that he'll leave. I'm working off the assumption I heard from a team in the division that they think they're going to re-sign Grady. So they re-sign Grady. They're not drafting Ed. Here's my problem with putting Ed Oliver, who's a lot like Grady Jarrett there, is they got Grady Jarrett in the fifth round. The point is you can find guys like that at different points of the draft without having to spend the draft capital of an early pick on a guy like that.
Unless you think he's Aaron Donald.
Yeah, which he's not. Aaron Donald is the most transcendent interior defensive lineman that we've had.
Your dad said he's
decades.
The best he's ever seen, and your dad has seen a lot of defensive linemen.
In probably three decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carolina Montez Sweat. That's a little low, 16, isn't it?
I think so. Once again, tape would say that's pretty good, but you got to project these guys. He's big, long, played well at senior
ball.
But
the Chiefs taking Greedy. You think Greedy lasts to 20?
Could. He didn't have great tape this year either, but he's a corner.
Corners go higher.
I don't think so. Inside the program, they think he shut it down this year. After the, I think it was the Alabama game, they think he just put it in reverse tear because he's like, yeah, that's it.
That's all.
I'm not getting hurt.
I'm done.
Put it in reverse tear?
Y'all take care.
He's got the Texans taking Andre Dillard.
Yep. A lot of people have that there. It's a good fit. It's athletic. One of the better. I'd be very happy with Andre Dillard to the Texans. He's kind of a nice guy. Mike Leach told me the only thing he wished, he said he just for fun wanted to see him be a little meaner just for fun. But like Mike tried to downplay it. But there's a lot of people who say he's not a glass eater. He's kind of a, they wish he had more nasty and toughness and, you know, but he's very athletic, pretty long arms. He could step in at left tackle. He's athleticism to play left tackle. I'd be fine with the Texans getting him at left tackle. I got no problem with that. I've got him higher than, you know, I mean, that's about where I have him, about Texans category. I don't think he'll be there for the Texans, but if they got him, I'd be happy with
him. He had Juwan Taylor higher. Yep.
Right tackle only, very physical, mauler. The Texans have so much money that if they want Trent Brown, they got a great shot. They have a ton of money to spend.
So you'd spend it on Trent, but you didn't want to spend it last year.
On Nate Solder. Correct. You didn't have the same amount of money. Nate Solder's older than Trent Brown. Trent Brown's a lot younger than Nate Solder is one of the reasons. Trent Brown can play left or right.
I want him left.
That's fine. But if you get Andre Dillard, you just stick him right back over right tackle and you're fine.
Hmm. That would be sweet.
But Trent, we know, can play left, but they have to have him. That's what I'm saying. So you got an emergency left tackle where, like, you know you can play him there.
Something happened to Dillard.
But if you get a left tackle, if you're able, because remember, you got to do free agency for the draft. So then that says, okay, we can put Dalton Risner, we can put any other right tackles, if we can just go get the best tackle. But if the right left tackle's there, all of a sudden you move Trent Brown back over to the right side.
I would rather, though, if I had my druthers, have Dillard and Trent Brown on the right. Anything happens to Dillard, you can move Trent Brown over there.
Yeah, that's what you'd rather have, but you have to do free agency before the draft.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why I would spend money in this particular instance. I wasn't for giving an older player who was on the decline. Does he look like he's on the decline, Trent Brown?
Mm-mm.
I don't see the decline at all. So I don't love that he's a big, heavy guy. I mean, you worry about paying a guy and then having him just kind of get fat.
Well, he's kind of really get?
Well, Trent Brown was up in a 370 range.
He's a mudslide. Did you see his interviews?
He's not a great-looking guy, no.
Well, no, he doesn't have. It's yeah. They had an interview of him with his shirt off. Wow.
No, it's, why would he put himself in that position?
I don't know.
Because he's about to get paid. I don't care. Like, you ever seen Rick Ross takes his shirt? I'm like, why are you doing that, Rick? You don't need to, because I can.
Why is Adam Levine taking his shirt off?
Oh, he thought he was going to have all the women going crazy. Instead, he just got clowned.
He kind of did. 843 ESPN 97.5, someone 3780-3776. Justin, you're on the other side. In the meantime, Lance wants to talk about Craig DeSerp.
I want to tell you about a guy who's coming in Friday. We're going to cut a commercial. But I consider Craig to be a personal friend because he's a great guy. He's very involved in his community locally, in his community where he lives, and then still in the Houston community. They make sure at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC that you are not only happy with the vehicle you purchase, but they want to make sure that you're happy with the customer service you get after the purchase. A lot of places, it's about getting you to buy whatever it is that they want to push on you. And then from there, you know, well, we've got a special finance rate where if we get a certain amount of people on finance, we're going to get bonuses. That's not how they work over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Over there with Craig DeSerf right there in Angleton, they're about finding vehicles for you, helping you find vehicles that are going to make you happy with a selection that is untouched. They've got over 300 vehicles right now in stock waiting for you, and they want you to have the interior that you want, the exterior colors and interior colors that you want, the amenities go with it that you want. They want to get you a lower price up front and then a higher trade-in value so that nobody in Houston can touch their rates. And they can do that because they have lower overhead. But whether it's a Chevy Silverado or a GMC Sierra extended cab, maybe you're looking for that Yukon extended body or the Chevy Suburban, maybe it's going to be the Buick Enclave or even the old iconic vehicle like the Chevy Camaro or the Chevy Traverse like I'm driving. Make sure that you stop in at my friends in Angleton and save thousands. Go to LanceZCars.com. Check out their entire inventory right now. And you can handle your purchase online if you like. They could even deliver your vehicle to you. LanceZCars.com to visit the site for Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just retweeted a tweet about a fight. It's 45 seconds long on Twitter. Pats fans going at it after the championship parade. Wow, it's good. There's a lot of good hits. Wow, unbelievable. How about this? There was a bunch of Pats fans that went to City Hall to voice their complaints on issues such as noise, traffic, crowd congestion, flagrant racism and homophobia, drunken debauchery, and more over all of the city's parades, championship parades.
Were those people just beaten in that other video that you showed? Or is there, were they related?
They're not related. But this is what happens when you have a championship parade in Boston.
I think we knew that.
And then, can you believe these people? How arrogant are they? We're sick of championship parades here.
Well, are they sick of the violence associated with the parades?
No, they're just sick of the parades because of noise.
Well, it's loud, John.
Yeah, it's loud. It's a victory parade.
Yeah, but...
You know what I don't want to hear? Bostonians sick of their championship parades. Because they have them every other week.
See, I was serious question. Do you feel like Boston likes their reputation of being like a bunch of maniacs?
Well, the maniacs do.
Yeah.
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 The rest of the city can't love that's their reputation.
No, and Philadelphia loves that they're the biggest a-hole fans.
They always raise the bar. The kid who picked up horse poo and ate it.
Yeah.
Because he knew he had to raise the bar.
Yeah, you're raising the bar. Boom, the kid with the prosthetic hand. Yeah. Because he didn't throw a strike in the opening pitch.
Santa Claus, you're pelting people with snowballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to kick it up.
The little girl who got booed or whatever,
with the prosthetic hand.
Was she the girl with a prosthetic hand?
I think it was a girl.
You're right.
And she threw out the first pitch and she bounced it up there, so they booed her.
Yeah.
What a bunch of, that to me is the worst.
But it's intentional. I feel like Boston fan is just, they just can't control themselves. It's just impossible.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? And it's perpetuating itself. Just like Phoenix golf fan now. It's gotten worse.
Yeah, that's their character.
That's their thing now. When you don't knock down the birdie putt, you get booed. Do you know where you get booed in golf? Nowhere ever.
Good. It's about time.
Phoenix is the only place.
You like that, right? Where we start getting a little crazy at the golf course?
I think it's awesome. I like the players that go, come on, let's go, bring it. Because if there's a constant drone of noise, it's the same as being silent. Now, if one guy goes, huh! Then that's upsetting. But if everybody's screaming, what's the difference? Right?
Well, somebody's screams are going to tear through the noise.
Well, yeah, but I get, but you know it's coming as opposed to not, you know.
Yeah, right. I can't even pretend to say, but
no, you
somebody's
can't.
Going to say something that you
that's,
hear.
Yeah, that's ugly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but what that's did you fine. Say about my mom?
What? No, what? Justin wants to come in here, talk about the big game tonight. What do you say, Justin?
Hey guys, long-time listener. Thanks, Lance and John. I was wondering what y'all thought of the Rockets game tonight against the Kings. We're only favored by 3, but we're at a Kings team that's pretty young and looking good, beating some of the top teams, the 76ers and the Spurs. I was just wondering if this is kind of a game we're going to chalk it up to, we don't have Capella and all of that, or if it was somewhere we can come out, make a big statement on the road against a young team and kind of get back in the groove.
Thanks. So, to give you an idea, I see the number 2.5 right now.
Yeah, I got 2.5.
It shows it opened at 2 and it's 2.5, so... Early money's coming on the Rockets. I take it back. Actually, the money, it says 79% is on, based on wherever they get theirs from, 79% has come in on the Kings right now. So, I don't know. I just know this. I would say right now, so the Rockets had a big bounce back the other day against Utah and then took care of a bad team And so they're on their West Coast swing. They're rested enough. I think they should be able. I think they can cover this number. I understand that most times you're going to look at this and say, well, they've been on the West Coast for a little while now, and this is one of these games where they get tripped up. Yeah. And it is a very competitive Kings team. I mean, if you put a gun to my head, though, I kind of like the Rockets here to outclass them since they're a little rested. It's been a couple
little
days,
rested,
right?
But this is their fourth straight road game.
Yeah. I know.
They got their ass handed to them in Denver. They bounced back against Utah. They didn't cover against Phoenix.
No, they did. It was a push. I mean, half,
they didn't
whatever.
Cover, which is a push.
Well, no, but how did they play?
They played well
they
until
played
the
okay.
end. Yeah,
they
no,
played okay.
If they would, yeah,
they,
I guess.
They
I,
played like a team that handled their business.
They handled their business.
But that's a bad team. This
but
is not
this
a bad
is,
team.
This is a running team. I think this is a scary spot. And what scares me even more is that
you know
it's only 2.5.
It is the tempo. Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Fourth day, it is Sacramento likes to get out. Total is 233. It is going to be a hotter tempo. That actually is a pretty good angle. Because your fourth game in the West Coast swing, and you're playing a tempo team.
Yeah.
That probably is one of the reasons you got to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, Well, we'll get Raheel's thoughts. We'll just stay with us here, Justin. We'll get Raheel's thoughts on it, too.
I'm looking right now. And over their last...
Raheel liked the cover against Phoenix. They didn't get there, but they should have, like you said. They played well enough to get there. They just didn't.
So they got three in a row. The last two games, they've been dogs. They were plus two against San Antonio and won by 15. That was the last game. That was on the 4th. And then against Philadelphia, as he mentioned, they were plus three, and they won by 7. So they do have a little bit of a run going. Since they've been at home, this is an avoid. This is a straight avoid. They had issues. They went on the road for 6 straight games. But at home, when they're catching points,
They covered. They got their ass handed to them at Philadelphia.
No. At home.
Oh, when they were at home? This last one.
Yeah. They played 3 straight at home. Atlanta minus 5.
Oh, you're talking about Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the Rockets.
Talking about Sacramento's is getting points. They got points against Golden State. They lost by 4. They covered. They got points against Denver. They lost by 0.5. They got 1 against Portland. They lost. But here recently, they're 4-0 lately against the number 1 and straight up. No, 4-0 against the number 3-1 straight up when they're getting points at home.
Rockets against Sacramento, 2.5 to me is a dangerous number. To me, they're begging you to take the Rockets.
In the last 3 games, 127, 115, 135. They got a little – it's going for them on offense as well. Yeah, because they came off the road.
That's a scary spot for me.
Yep. It's probably an avoid or a Sacramento home based on recent play. Yeah. You don't look at – in basketball, when you handicap basketball, you have to look at recent sample size because what happened 10 games ago, sometimes can be irrelevant. It depends. But right now, they're a team that's playing well at home since they got off that 6-game road swing. So it's going to be a tougher one for the Rockets, especially because it's a tempo team. And the Rockets don't love to run.
Southern Miss says, we have met with Art Briles regarding a position with the Southern Miss football program. Following that meeting, we informed him he is not a candidate. The university will have no further comment on this matter. It's going to be real hard for Art to ever work again. 8:57, ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.